Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Another incident of a stabbing in the city during a fight. Moggies instead of medication. And campaigners out in force for better mental health services.
Norwich's self-proclaimed mad cat person has shared what it is like living with an army of cats. Katie John Went, who lives in the Trouse area, has had cats for as long as she can remember. The 55-year-old said, "My parents were trying to have children, but it just didn't happen. In the end, they semi-gave up and got cats instead. Around 3 months after getting Thomas the cat, they fell pregnant with me. When I was born, Thomas was 1 year old and he lived until he was 19, so we grew up alongside each other." Katie only remembers 5 years in her life when she didn't have a cat due to university and other work commitments. Outside of this, Katie has always had between 2 and 28 cats at a time. Currently, she looks after around 18 cats, though a number of kittens are soon to be adopted. Katie, who lives with bipolar, OCD, chronic anxiety and panic attacks, said, "Having cats is like free therapy. I have moggies instead of meditation."
A man has shared his delight after being reunited with his and his late wife's wedding rings 56 years to the day after they swapped them at the altar. Peter Hicks from Stockport thought he had exhausted all avenues when he contacted this newspaper appealing for the rings lost on holiday in Great Yarmouth. He was wearing the rings and a glass bead containing some of Jean's ashes around his neck on a shoelace when they went missing. Retracing his steps had been difficult because he and his family had travelled by bus and shopped all around Norwich, making numerous stops before heading to Yarmouth Stadium in the evening. However, this newspaper appeal reached Shirley Nudd from Norwich, who had picked up the rings in the city and was at a loss to know how to reach the owner. The couple married in St George's Church in Stockport, aged 21 and 24, 56 years ago. Jean died 5 years ago, and since then, Mr Hicks has been wearing their rings together round his neck for special occasions and holidays.
Campaigners marched around Norwich ahead of World Mental Health Day to demand better services for the region. Demonstrators gathered outside Chapelfield Gardens. Mark Harrison is the spokesman for the campaign to save mental health services for Norfolk and Suffolk. The 65-year-old from Norwich said, "We're marching for two reasons. Firstly, it's World Mental Health Day. Secondly, we're demanding the government invest more money in mental health, but also that they disband the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. They are the delivery agent of a mental health services, and it's been in crisis for the last 10 years. The march went from Chapelfield Gardens down Theatre Street and along Gentleman's Walk past the market before going back up along City Hall, past the Forum and ending back in Chapelfield Gardens.
We have warnings of two scams at work. A warning has been issued following reports of a fake PayPal email scamming people out of money. It follows people in Norfolk receiving emails purporting to be from PayPal, which advise them to open a cryptocurrency account. The Bitcoin scam asks them to download software, includes an attachment, or makes them visit a fake website to verify the transaction. Norfolk Trading Standards warned not to click on the links or attachments in suspicious emails and never respond to messages that ask you for your personal or financial details. It urged people to check PayPal information on common email scams and advice on how to avoid them. If you have been a victim of fraud or cybercrime, you can report it to Action Fraud Online or by calling 0300 123 2040. You can also report it to Norfolk Trading Standards via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline at 0808 223 113.
Scammers have also been calling unsuspecting people in Norfolk and claiming to be from Citizens Advice. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued the warning following a report by a person who lives in Norfolk who received a cold call from a person claiming to be from the organisation. The cold caller is said to have asked the receiver several financial questions about debts. Citizens Advice has advised that they do not cold call or authorise others to cold call on their behalf.
And now, a social media warning. Social media accounts are being hacked and flooded with indecent images of children, according to a national fraud agency. Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards has issued a warning amid a growing number of reports nationwide. Criminals are targeting social media accounts registered with email addresses that use custom domain names which have expired. Some victims also reported receiving suspicious emails from social media platforms asking them to verify their account, with the links in the email leading to genuine-looking websites that were designed to steal login details. Action Fraud has given the following advice for victims. If you come across indecent images of children online, report it to the police by calling 101 or visiting your local police station. You should take with you the device you were using when you came across the images. Do not, under any circumstances, screenshot, save, or share the image. Ensure that your social media accounts use a strong and different password to your other accounts. Victims of account hacking should not pay any ransoms, whether it is monetary or in the form of a testimony video. If your social media account has been hacked, you should report it to Action Fraud by visiting actionfraud.police.uk or by calling 0300 123 2040.
Cops are trying to get to the bottom of a city brawl witnessed by scores of people in Dereham Road. Armed officers were called to Dereham Road after a man was stabbed in a fight. Three men were arrested. A police spokesman said one man was stabbed and suffered a cut to his head. Two men, aged 34 and 60, were arrested at the scene and were taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre. The man injured, aged 31, was also arrested and taken into police custody once he had received hospital treatment. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for part two.